Hello and welcome to Geek History Lesson Extra. I am Jason, a wanderer of the wills, Inman.
I am Ashley Victoria Robinson, but you already knew that because you are beautiful, sexy people who support us here on Patreon.
And we're also joined by a special guest, Jabba the Hutt.
Hopefully I'll remember to post a picture of this podcasting, famously a visual medium.
Yes.
We do, in fact, have a Jabba the Hutt and a not-to-scale Salacious B. Crumb.
Oh, you remembered his middle name! Your favorite Star Wars character!
I hate him so much.
Yeah, I love Salacious B. Crumb, and as an in-joke, this stuffed Jabba is actually sitting on my lap currently as we record, because we're recording this the day after the live stream.
Yep.
This Geek History Lesson Extra. If you watched the live stream, thank you for coming. It was so awesome. We had a lot of fun with Trisha.
We did. Trisha's amazing. This is her second time on Geek History Lesson?
Yes, I forgot. Forgot that she was a previous guest
for Dumbledore.
When you said that in the
we didn't try to get her for good enough. Can't remember. Anyway, she joined us for Dumbledore. She
We've
was wonderful.
Tried to get her a couple other times, and she was always so
she's
super
very
busy.
Booked and blessed. And
she's very talented. That's
I will
why.
Say though, Trish is one of the kindest people I know in Los Angeles.
Yes.
And anytime she can help us out. She does. She's very generous.
Yeah,
so.
She's lovely.
Yeah.
But I have a stuffed Jabba. And then as a joke, I found a stuffed Salacious B. Crumb that they actually made back in the 90s. So Ashley, you should definitely take a picture of these two and share it with the patrons.
I'm going to take a picture of you with those two.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't have anything to take a picture with right now.
All right.
You want to reach behind yourself and hand me the iPad, I could take it right now.
Where is it?
It's on the bookshelf lower. The one beneath that.
I'm not going to read
it. The one with the digital.
This is very exciting podcasting. This is, oh man, the patrons have got to be eating this up.
If you're a patron and you like to hear how we produce things live, please let us know.
Yep. How's my, do I look okay?
Yeah, you look like a pinup girl.
I hope this is the greatest episode of Geek History Lesson Extra.
1, 2, 3. Boom.
All right, we took the picture. I hope it looks okay.
I hope I remember to post this. Sometimes I find pictures weeks after I was supposed to post them.
But anyways, so we had a great time on that Star Wars live stream,
yeah.
The first of our summer movie clubs. And if you haven't watched it yet, I would highly suggest going to watch the video.
Because it has clips in it.
It has clips in it. Although we did find out in the audio version, we didn't learn this till later, that the audio clip, we played one audio clip and it did not play in the audio podcast version. So sorry about that. We didn't know.
Unfortunate.
Yes. But anyways, we are here to talk about what if we controlled The Force Awakens. Now, I'm uncertain of the year that Lucas sold Lucasfilm to Disney. I'm going to assume...
Well, Force Awakens came out
2015.
So it had to have been 2013.
Well,
or 14.
I know that Lucasfilm was sold to Disney, somewhere around the release of Avengers, because it happened, I believe, in the same year that Disney bought Marvel and Star Wars. And I remember that year everybody was like, holy God, like Disney is buying everything.
On October 30th, 2012, Disney announced a deal to acquire Lucasfilm for $4.05 billion with approximately half in cash and half in shares of Disney stock.
And and George Lucas donated all of it,
yep,
to charity, didn't keep any of it.
Yep.
My memory is a lot better than I thought it was. I said 2012 and I said 2012. I knew also as well because... they needed probably 2 to 3 years to create The Force Awakens. So
yes,
the idea of this podcast, and again, we don't have a story idea. We're not going to write a thing, but we thought it would be an interesting thought experiment to say that if Kathleen Kennedy had come to us in 2013 and said, Jason and Ashley, I want you to make episode 7.
It's the earliest it could have been because we hadn't met before then.
Yes, it's true. Episode 7. Maybe we met making Star Wars.
Maybe.
Maybe it did. Anyways, what would have been, what's some of the stuff we would put in it?
Yep.
What's some of the stuff we would keep from Force Awakens?
Now we're assuming that there is a basic framework, that there's these characters are going to be included in.
No.
Oh, okay.
We are free game. We are,
okay.
Ashley, we
interesting.
Are, we don't have to use anything from the Force. Now, we also want to say to our listeners, as you watch from our live stream, Ashley and I like The Force Awakens.
Yep.
So we're not poo-pooing that movie, but sometimes as a writer, it's just fun. It's a fun thing to be like, what would you have pitched for Doctor Who season 17?
Yes, we did that episode.
Not exactly season 17 because that's in the 70s, but you know what I'm saying.
Pretty sure we're only on like season 5 nowadays.
Of Doctor Who?
Yeah.
No, we're in
because they redid the season numbers. Season 5 is actually the Matt Smith season.
Yes, I know. We're actually technically they just aired series 12.
It was 12. Series 12. Yeah.
Yeah, which I think is in actuality is like series 41.
Something like that.
Yeah, if you track it all the way through.
They should go back to the legacy numbers like DC. I think it's very powerful to be able to say that they have that many series.
I think for Netflix and stuff, it would be the wrong call. It's much easier to tell new viewers to be like, oh, start season 1, Christopher Eccleston.
I get it, but it's weird to do both, right? Because
I know, I get what you're saying.
Like, pick
just
one.
Just like comic books.
Yeah.
Actually, that is an extra topic for another day. We are talking about if we controlled The Force Awakens.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you first off the bat, I would not call it The Force Awakens. I think I've never liked that title.
I like that title. I don't like that title for this movie.
Mm-hmm.
To me, that's a title that you give something like A New Hope.
Yep.
Or maybe even The Phantom Menace.
Yeah.
I
actually like the title The Phantom Menace.
It means nothing. But yeah, I think it's a good title. I don't think it's a good title for this movie.
Can I give you two pitches for our
sure.
movie that has no storyline currently?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There are two great phrases in Star Wars, to me, that have not been used as titles of Star Wars movies, and I think they're both perfect.
Okay.
My first pitch, and it's my...
Oh, I know what your first pitch is.
My first pitch is Balance of the Force. And I say that because when I wrote my version of Episode 7 20 years ago when I was a kid in high school... Mm-hmm. I was in high school 20 years ago. What the hell am I saying?
No, you were definitely not. Jason is not in his mid to late 40s.
I don't know why. Okay, anyways, a long
several
time ago.
Several years ago. Jason's 21.
Yes. when I when I did that, when I wrote that a long time ago, I called it Balance of the Force.
It's a great... There was a rumor for a while that Rise of Skywalker was going to be called
Because that was like an action figure line, and I always thought that was great.
Yeah.
But my preferred title would be the preferred title that Colin Trevorrow tried to use for Episode 9, Duel of the Fates.
Great title.
The title of the piece of music that John Williams wrote for the Episode 1 lightsaber fight.
I would have called mine, because I have a very specific story in mind.
Sure.
Do you
want to go first then and just tell...
Doesn't
matter. Or do you want to do like spitball together?
I think we can work together.
Well, okay, yeah, what's yours?
But I would call mine Star Wars Episode 7, Starkiller.
I'm not a fan of that.
I would.
Because I don't know what Starkiller means.
Well, you'll know when I talk about the story.
But because to me, I'm very particular when it comes to Star Wars titles because they all kind of weirdly sound like Flash Gordon serials.
I mean, I'm not familiar with Flash Gordon serials, so I have nothing to
always,
base it on.
They're always titled like Revenge of the Spaceship or The Fall of the Princess.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually a statement.
Mm.
But they're
Phantom Menace again, not a statement.
But they're vague.
Yeah, yeah. They're like Star Trek titles.
He went with the Phantom Menace, I can guarantee you, because there is an old 1930s serial. I forget which one it is, but it's called, and I remember him saying this in the interview, but it's called like March of the
Penguins.
No, it's called March of the Something
sure.
Menace. And that's why he picked the Phantom Menace. I remember he said that, and as soon as he said that, I was like, ah. But I mean, that's why I like Attack of the Clones. I think that's a great title. Mm-hmm. I think Revenge of the Sith's great title. I think A New Hope's a great title. Mm-hmm. Empire Strikes Back. I even think The Last Jedi is a good title.
I think The Last Jedi is a good title.
Rise of Skywalker is a weird one for me because I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Well,
and then when you see the movie, you know exactly what it means.
Having not seen the movie, I still don't think it means anything.
Yeah, I agree with you. But
anyway,
but you would go singular Starkiller.
I would.
All right, interesting.
Because
I'll tell you this: Starkiller, a Star Wars story.
No,
I think is a great title.
I hate a Star Wars story. I hate that. Fuck that shit. Just call it Star Wars colon whatever. I hate a Star Wars story. I hate it so much.
All right, so you got the Starkiller name. You must have a strong pitch. Let's hear it.
I don't care who was still alive when we were pitching this. I don't want Luke, Leia, or Han in my movie
at all.
Except maybe as voiceovers.
Okay.
I don't. I would lift the Jason and Jaina story.
So the children, as everybody knows, in the expanded universe, the original novels, the Legends canon, as it's called now. Han and Leia had twins, and they were Jason, and that's J-A-C-E-N, but it's Jason.
It's Jason, of course it is.
And Jaina, J-A-I-N-A, and they were, I believe, if I'm correct, I think they're born 7 years after Return of the Jedi.
So, yeah.
Yeah. So they would be close to Kylo. They would be a little bit younger than Kylo Ren.
I don't know. I can't do the math on that. I don't care.
I think they would be 25 if we decided to set it 30. But, sure. But here's the thing. Here's the other advantage.
I can set it whenever I want.
We don't have to set it in real time, Return of the Jedi, like the Force Awakens.
Okay, so if I can set it whenever, I would want them to be in their 30s.
Okay.
I want them to be a little bit older.
Now, Ashley, again, devil's advocate executive here.
Yeah.
Are we de-aging our... I guess if we're not going to see Luke, Han, and Leia.
I don't want to see them.
Doesn't matter.
I don't want to see them.
Cool.
But I would want to call this Star Killer because I would want to do what I think the prequel trilogy sort of attempted. I would want this trilogy to be the story of a dark, like a Sith Lord, and explore Jason's journey.
Okay.
In comparison to, like, we saw, like, Luke's journey toward the light.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why I would want to call it Starkiller. And I want that to be, like, a moniker that he names himself over the course of the movie.
Okay. Because that was Luke Skywalker's original name, was Luke Starkiller.
I'm glad that they moved away from that because it's a little too evil sounding.
Now, I know, again, we're in bare bones here.
Yeah.
And we're just talking at our, you know, nothing is on ground.
Nope.
And, you know, like many don't know, in a writer's room, this is exactly what you do. You just go blue sky.
Yeah.
Whatever happens.
Yeah.
Can I ask you,
yep.
Do you have any inklings or feelings about... How does Jason become the Sith, or is it Jaina?
No, I would have Jason become the Sith.
And do you know how he becomes a Sith? Because again, as far as we know, Emperor's dead. There's no more Sith out there.
No, I don't necessarily have anything in mind for
that.
You'll
figure that out when you get the script.
Honestly, because I'm not interested in the Sith as like a person. So I would have to go and like do some research on that.
Yes.
But I would want it to be... And I would want Jaina, because they're both supposed to be force sensitive. So, you know, I would want Jaina to have like a classic journey toward the light. And you could bring in kind of shades of the book Lost Stars, although obviously they're siblings instead of romantic, where you watched them come up against the same obstacles and face the same events and how they're shaped and how they react differently to it. And then I would also want to include basically the Finn character.
Mm-hmm.
Except Force Awakens teases us that Finn is going to be Force sensitive, and then he's not. And I wouldn't want three Force sensitive characters,
mm-hmm.
But I would want, yeah, like a stormtrooper reform character. Mm-hmm. I think that's a really interesting way to build out your trilogy. And then also, if I have to have children of Leia and Han, then that means my two leads are white. So then the Finn character could still be a character of color.
Interesting.
I just think the twins are one of the most interesting things about the expanded universe. And it's everything that people like about Kylo Ren is what they lifted from Jason.
Mm-hmm.
So just do Jason.
Yeah.
You know, you don't even have to, you just lift the name. You don't even have to like follow anything from those original books,
because they
the lips are like Coruscant. Just calling it Coruscant is enough.
Well, Disney Star Wars has ripped off the expanded universe in several ways. I'm like Thrawn showing up in Rebels.
Yeah,
Thrawn was originally post Return of the Jedi. There's a whole bunch of stuff they've I think even Exegol, the planet that the Emperor is on in Rise of Skywalker, is an expanded universe planet.
I cannot confirm or deny that.
I don't know for certain. I think it is. There's a whole bunch of other planets. It's so funny. So I have it in a notebook somewhere, and I even drew a poster. It's so insane.
I've seen this. I've seen the drawing.
I don't even know where it is, but
you have it here somewhere.
I do. It's here.
It's in a closet
somewhere.
In
my original pitch for the Star Wars, like I did it around Jason and Jaina, and I really want Luke Skywalker as the Obi-Wan Kenobi character.
Okay.
And he's the only character from the originals that we see.
Mm-hmm.
In my opinion, I always thought as like, okay, I was like, cool. I don't want to see Han until the second one. Like Han gets introduced like Lando does.
Yeah.
Like, our characters will go to some place and we won't expect to see Han, and boom, there he is. And this is what Han is doing now.
Yeah.
But for me, Han and Leia are still together because that's the whole point.
I agree, yeah.
They're not
divorced. If they're not the greatest love story, then what is the point?
Yes, exactly. So when you see Han, you see Leia.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, I like the idea in my head, and sort of I had it that the idea that Jason and Jaina were like the first class of the Jedi Academy. Mm-hmm. And I stole the thing from the expanded universe where I like that the Jedi Academy is on Yavin 4.
Sure.
The first sight of Luke's first victory.
Yes.
Because I think there's a connection to that. And so Jason, Jaina, and maybe two other kids, they have now come to age. They are Jedi Knights.
Two aliens, perhaps?
Yes. Yes. Or whatever you however you want to do it. But this is Luke's first class.
Yeah. But so you could have like a Twi'lek or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you could go crazy. Yeah. Or you could have an Ahsoka-style alien or whatever. Yeah. Yes. But these are the first Jedi Knights post Luke Skywalker, mm-hmm. right? The Jedi Academy's still around, still like stuff like that or whatever.
Do you have any idea for the type of conflict you would like them to face? Because obviously,
well,
movies need conflict.
In my head, it was always the idea that like they would be going around doing Jedi Knight stuff and the galaxy would be like, what the fuck is the Jedi?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Or like...
Because just because Luke came back and defeated the Emperor doesn't mean that your layman in the mid-rim knows or believes in the Jedi.
Well, the one thing I like about The Force Awakens is I like that the Jedi have become a myth. And if you, if you're going by the idea that these kids are now 30, then it's been 50 years since the Jedi existed.
The height, yeah.
Yeah. So like there would be a whole generation that would have no clue what the Jedi were. So like when these two kids with lightsabers show up, everybody's like, well, who are you?
Mm-hmm.
So in my opinion, I always had the idea that Luke sent them on a mission.
Mm-hmm.
And they get involved with some other thing. I think in my version, I had them find like a battle droid factory.
Oh, cool.
And it was somebody is like reactivating the battle droids from the Clone Wars.
The really easy other pitch, right, is they find like a cloning facility
or something.
Yeah.
And then when they track down the person that is doing that, in my version, I did not have Jason go evil because I felt that was the obvious choice.
Uh-huh.
In my version, they encounter a guy in black with a Darth Vader-esque mask, and I named him Darth Bane.
Cool.
Now, at the time, Darth Bane is revealed to be the Sith. Now, he's the Sith Lord that has made the rule of two. But I just thought it was the coolest name.
Uh-huh.
So I would just steal it.
Cool.
Because I think Darth Bane's really cool. And in my headcanon, and it's so funny that Charles Soule has now done this. In my headcanon, that you would learn that Jason and Jaina up to this point thought they were the first to ever be trained by Luke, and they're wrong. It's this guy.
It's this other apprentice.
It's this Darth Bane. Now, the easy pitch would be to make it Luke's son. I kind of hate that as well.
Yeah. Would you give Luke a wife?
You know,
or a husband or whatever.
I'll tell you this. Back in my original thing,
I
wanted to give him a wife.
Mm-hmm.
But now I kind of think that's one of the things I like that Last Jedi. I don't think Luke would take a wife.
I agree.
I think he would take Lone. But when I asked you this question earlier about like where does the Sith come from?
Yeah.
So in my head canon, post Return of the Jedi, Luke travels the galaxy before he decides I should do a school.
Uh-huh.
I think he spends 5 to 6 years traveling the galaxy, going to all of Darth Vader's castles or spots.
Oh, sure.
And I think the last stop is Mustafar because Vader's castle is on Mustafar. And in my version, I had him and this kid who was the first student, who was a 10 or 11 year old teenager, almost teenager, kind of like Anakin Skywalker in the prequel. Somebody that's maybe a little bit too old for Luke to train.
Yeah.
But Luke is like, well, I was the same way. So, you know, I didn't get my train. I can do this. Luke somewhere in his journey comes along a Force sensitive. They go to Mustafar. They go to Darth Vader's castle. They find a mask or a Sith object.
Yeah. Holocron, whatever.
and this takes control of the kid.
Oh, that's cool.
That's how the Sith are reborn.
Mm.
And so it's not that, you know, like Luke failed in his training. It's just that the idea that like Luke had this kid travel with him mm-hmm. when he shouldn't have.
And then
that's what spurned Luke to be like, okay, I got to stop this. I'm making a school.
I also wouldn't mind an idea that I feel like they tried to do in Force Awakens and then they just like backed off from and never addressed again. I wouldn't mind like a cult of Vader.
I like that, Church of Vader.
Yeah, which is kind of what I thought yep. like the Knights of Ren were going to turn out to
they
be.
They should have been.
Then I guess they didn't. I don't know. I didn't see the last movie.
They're just Mad Max guys with axes.
And that might be a way to drum up some conflict or that Jaina would like discover.
Mm-hmm.
them. I think that could be really interesting.
Yeah. I don't know. Any other final thoughts? We've talked about 20 minutes and
I just think the reason that I'm like no Luke, no Leia, no Han, it's the same thing that I push against sometimes with Star Trek Discovery. I'm really tired of looking back at the past and the nostalgia bomb that we're living in. It's why I'm not super, super interested in something like Picard either. I'd rather look forward and forge new ground.
I forgot. Did you say what your thing was called, Starkiller? I forgot. Did you?
Because I wanted Jason to turn dark and claim
that's his title.
Like, yeah.
That's his title, Starkiller.
Because to me, that's how you do nostalgia well, is you pick like a small detail mm-hmm. and you either reference it or commit to it. Whereas ultimately, I think that new trilogy is just bathing. It's too much for my taste.
It is bathing in too much. Yeah. One of my least favorite moments in The Rise of Skywalker, and I have a lot of, I'm just saying, Patriots, I hated that movie. I thought it was so bad. Lando shows up for no reason.
Actually not against Lando. Is one of the characters that I actually think could come back, and you could do something yep. new and insightful. And
I was excited to see Lando should have a solo movie.
But apparently it was not done well, which is unfortunate because Billy Dee Williams is an icon.
Yes, yes he is, and he's a great seller of Colt 45. All right, so there you go. There's a bunch of Star Wars talk. Let our ideas percolate in your brain of what could have been.
Yeah, share your ideas with us.
If only.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's just a fun thought experiment to be like, where would you have gone and where would you have done and stuff like that. So
totally.
Thank you so much for your extra support. I hope you're hopping on for the next live stream. Oh, just to let you know, you should already know this by social media, but our next guest for the X-Men, we're doing X-Men for the next live stream this
X-Men.
Upcoming Saturday, June 6th at 4 p.m. Pacific Standard. We have Richard Blaze.
Yeah.
Who is, how would people know him?
He won Top Chef Masters. He's low-key very famous.
He's low-key. He has like 400,000 Twitter followers, my friend. He's very famous.
Yes.
And he's a super nerd.
He's incredible. He has a wonderful podcast called Starving for Attention. He's a huge X-Men fan. We've been trying to get him for a long time with his schedule, and now that we're all stuck indoors, he graciously agreed to come
and chat with us.
So there's
going to be the next guest. So there you go. Thank you so much for your support. I'm Jason, like the man Jason Inman.
I'm Ashley Victoria Robinson.
I like Jason Skywalker as well.
Oh.
I screwed it all up. Thanks for your support. Bye-bye, super friends. Bye.